101.3 WIBD AM 1470. It's Journey. And it is 7:25, and we're joined for a community conversation with a special guest this morning. Heather is in the studio with us, and if you've been following our news, and we've done a number of stories on this, on the killing of a young man named Dylan Steffen from West Bend, and Heather is his mother. And again, welcome, and first of all, my deepest sympathies. I cannot imagine what you've been going through.
Thank you.
And this happened in May of last year, end of May of last year. And what's happened since then, and we really can't get into too many specifics, but what's happened is we're now on the third trial date because the alleged killer was arrested not long after. But now we're on the third trial date because the main witness for the prosecution has not appeared for the first two trials. So that's got to be tough.
Yes, it's extenuating, you know, because you're sitting here waiting, and then you wait until the day, and then it gets postponed. So you don't know what to expect until the day.
Right, right. And, you know, I'm sure that there are people in the district attorney's office who are in contact with your victim witness, people who are in contact with you about how things are going, but probably not as much as you'd like, I'm guessing.
She's really good at talking, but there's not much to say. I mean, all it is that we get postponed. So,
right, right. So let's talk a little bit about Dylan. Tell me about Dylan.
Well, Dylan was his unique self. He was very bubbly, had a big heart. He loved to help people, loved his friends. He was never one that not to help people. Like if I heard from a lot of people in the high school that he graduated with that whenever there was a problem, he would just take the time to care about them, even if he was late for class. I don't know. He's always there to talk to people. He was always there for me. Like, he knew when I needed help, but he was there to socialize. So he was all hyper. He would bounce around everywhere, always smiling, laughing. Everybody remembers his facial expressions. I did start a journal. It was supposed to start by writing, but I ended up putting posts that he sent people, posts he sent me, pictures. So it's almost like a photo album, but okay. I do write in it, and then I keep up on things. So when the cases happen, I put that in there. So it's just like the journey of Dylan. So,
and now you've got a new Facebook page. I don't know how old it is, but you've got a Facebook page.
You mean what we just talked about?
Right.
I had one. I have the one for the justice,
right,
Dylan Steffen, and I did that because it's public.
Right.
So I don't mind putting everything on there, but I don't like to put everything on there that I truly want to say because I don't want people to get offensive. And it's not really offensive. It's just that I got to be careful how I word, and I don't – everybody sees it.
You've got to be concerned about your own privacy as well. But I just happened to notice, I looked at the justice page, and I saw some Kermit the Frog stuff.
Right.
Is that
Dylan likes frogs. So I interpreted Kermit the Frog, and his favorite saying was, never let anybody dull your sparkle. So I'm trying to get, you know, a shirt made with that. Whenever I do a benefit, I have one Dylan basket always, and it has usually a cube on it with something that has to do with him. I don't always make them the same. The last one, I had a cube with the Kermit the Frog, and then I had cups, glass mugs, and then a blanket. And so I just try to, you know, make it Dylan-ish.
Okay.
So,
and now he graduated from high school here in 2013.
Yes.
And then had moved to Milwaukee, and that's where he was living and working.
Well, first he was living in West Bend with his roommates, and then he was still working at Sendix. But then they moved to Milwaukee, and I think they lived together for 3 years or two years. But they wanted to move on because they were having, you know, they got married and they're going to have children. And so that's when he finally, because he was trying to figure out, so he worked at a chocolate store, Kilwin's.
Okay.
And then he worked at This Is It.
Okay.
And so he finally moved on his own, and he was so excited because he achieved to live on his own. And it was a studio, so all by himself, little apartment. And then he was excited because he actually figured out how to make the money to survive. And he was just excited. And he goes, Mom, I figured it out. And then he was going to start school again in that, I think it, October? Or when does college start? September?
September, October, yeah.
Yeah, so he was going to go to UWM. And I don't think he figured out what he really wanted to be yet, but he wanted to get the other stuff spaces down. But then that's two weeks in his own apartment, and then he got murdered. Mm. So hard cleaning out an apartment that you just moved in. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
I was supposed to have lunch with him that morning because I had to bring him some extra stuff for his apartment. So difficult.
Yeah. Now, what you're working on kind of a project to not only keep Dylan's memory alive, but also you're helping out some other causes, right? Is that what you're doing?
Well, as I go, I was trying to make things. So, and I do have a friend who is helping me with this. She helps with a lot of the shirts too. And she, I actually have a couple friends who help me with some of the writing because they're such good at speaking. And so we came up with the Dylan Project. Because it is a project, it's going to be one of those things that's going to take a while. I mean, to get everything in order. I have a lot of things I need to try to fix because the system needs to change. We can't keep sitting here expecting that people can just be disposed of. And as this process that we've went through, just with Dylan, there's a lot of questions I have, and it doesn't make sense that what parents have to go through. I learned even that, like, they for the medical field, when you have a child who doesn't have any spouse or children, they should be able to sign something that the parents should have rights to say something for them if something happens, because you can't just expect your child to be alone whether they're over 18 or not. I mean, they're still our child, and I can't live with that. Like, I don't understand how people can just say, oh, it happened, and just move on with your life. I mean, I raised my children to be good people, and I can't accept a lot of the things, so I have to do things in order. So,
and so that's been important to you.
Right. I can't sit here and just accept. I have to make changes because I mean, I still have two kids. A lot of people have children out there that have to still live to the future. And if it keeps going the way we are, there ain't going to be nobody left. I mean, Dylan was, as one of the representatives that knew him too, that we have three representatives that have people out there who have known Dylan personally. And they even said it affected three counties. So it's not just our West Bend. It's everywhere. Everybody he touched and talked to have been affected by it, and it's just hard.
Again, we're talking this morning with Dylan Steffen's mother, Heather, and again, I want to thank you so much for coming in, and really appreciate it, and we're just hoping that this gets resolved here and now in the latest court date is set for January 14th, right?
Right. I say one more thing.
You bet. Absolutely.
If anybody wants to follow, I do have that, like I said, it's hashtag Justice for Dylan Steffen. I try to put up their updates and try to, you know, put everything out there, but have your friends add them. I want it to get across everywhere so everybody, you know, knows what's going on, because I'm not done yet. I'm going to keep going until I can make some changes.
All right. Sounds good. Again, Heather, thank you so much for coming in. Anything else you want to add?
No. Thank you for having me.
All right. Great. Hey, it was a pleasure meeting you. And I think we'll go back to news. 101.3 WIBD.